today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. So welcome to this program, this episode of today's special. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Kazim, Shia's seventh Imam. Today, Tuesday, is 25th of Rajab, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Isfand, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of March, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's seventh Imam, Imam Kazim, alayhi salam.
Ya ahl bayt al-Nubuwwah.
The shrine of Imam Kazim and Imam Javad, peace be upon them. Anyone approaching Baghdad from the north or the west will be impressed by the sight of the golden minarets of Kazimain, the shrine of the two Imams, Imam Musa al-Kazim and Imam Muhammad Taqi al-Jawad, peace be upon them. They are respectively the seventh and the ninth Imams, at whose tombs we are accustomed to seek healing and to invoke their intercession for the forgiveness of our sins and the fulfillment of our needs. When you wish to visit tomb of Musa ibn Ja'far and the tomb of Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Musa, first you must bathe and make yourself clean. Then anoint yourself with perfume and put on clean garment, after which you are to say at the tomb of the Imam Musa, "Peace be upon thee, O friend of God. Peace be upon thee, O proof of God. Peace be upon thee, O light of God, O light in the dark place of the earth. Peace be upon him whom God advances in thy regard. Behold, I come as a pilgrim who acknowledges your right, who hates your enemies and befriends your friends. So intercede for me, therefore, with your Lord." Then you should offer prayer in salutation to the Imams. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia Muslims all over the world, please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Musa al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the martyrdom anniversary of the seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Initially, it must be indicated that in the time of the seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the political situation, the dominant political situation was such that the newly emerging political dynasty, the Abbasids, really made the whole situation really very, very hard for the Ahl al-Bayt. The seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, lived in such an era. At this time, the Abbasid caliph, the Abbasid ruler Mansur, made the whole situation in such a way that anybody who had been indicated as the successor to Imam, the seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the person would certainly be assassinated, would be caught and killed, because al-Mansur, as the Abbasid ruler, intended to put an end to the line of imamate. Then al-Mansur indicated it in a letter to the governor of Medina, if sixth infallible Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, had indicated anybody, you have to kill that person. Then Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in a letter, indicated three persons as his successors. One, Mansur al-Dawaniqi, the Abbasid ruling caliphate, Abdullah ibn Ja'far, Abdullah, his elder son, and Musa ibn Ja'far. When al-Mansur received this letter, God had access to this letter, he became very furious and said that no, it's impossible. None of these three persons can be killed, because one of them, the first one, was al-Mansur himself, Mansur al-Dawaniqi. The seventh infallible Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, salamullah alayh, has received the title Kadhim. Kadhim means the person who swallows his anger. This is because Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, salamullah alayh, was really very, very considerate of the moral attitudes and moral teachings. And he, as the infallible Imam, he was really very careful in order not to insult anybody. Even those people who insulted him, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far salamullah alayhi, was very considerate in not going to the extreme in retaliation. Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, in the time of the Abbasid rulers, spent, according to one record, around 7 years, and according to another record, around 14 years in the jails in Baghdad. Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam was living in Medina. However, he was taken to Baghdad and he was imprisoned over there. Yet we find that there are many hadiths left from Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And in Shiite Islam, we understand that Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam has given very important teachings to his close companions, and not only his words, but also his conduct and his practices in his life, all of them make a good pack of instructions for us, not only for us as Muslims, but for all people and for humanity. Thank you.
The Shia are screaming, crying that their Imam is dead, and the skies are testifying that holy blood was shed. The Shia are screaming, crying that their Imam is dead, and the skies are testifying that holy blood was shed over his body. They cry, can't you see? They cry, can't you see? Over his body. They cry, can't you see? They cry, can't you see? Over his body.
Fadak in the view of Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him. FedEx remained a symbol of the lost justice according to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Harun al-Rashid, the caliph, kept pressing Musa ibn Ja'far to take FedEx back and he kept refusing. When Harun insisted that he should, the Imam said, "I should not take it back except in its boundaries." Harun asked him, "And what are its boundaries?" The Imam said, "The first is Aden, the temporary capital of Yemen." Al-Rashid's face changed color and asked, "And what is the second boundary?" He said, "Samarkand, a city in Uzbekistan." Now his face started shaking in outrage. He asked, "And what is the third boundary?" He said, "Africa." And the caliph's face now turned black. Yet he asked, "And what is the fourth boundary?" He said, "The ocean and whatever is beyond the Caspian Sea and Armenia." Harun then said, "There is nothing left for us, so come and take my throne." The Imam alayhi salam said, "I had told you before that if I defined its boundaries, you would refuse to give it back to me." From this dialogue, we can comprehend the vast dimension of the significance of FedEx, and that it did not represent simply a piece of land, but a big objective whose significance was linked to the significance of the message itself in its connotation and depth. Dear brothers and sisters, today is anniversary of martyrdom of Imam Kazim alayhi salam. We offer our condolences to all Muslim brothers and sisters.
Ya Musa Najafar, Ya Musa Najafar, Ya Musa Najafar, Ya Qaban Hawaj. Ya Musa ibn Ja'far, Ya Bab al-Hawaj, Ya Musa ibn Ja'far, Ya Bab al-Hawaj, Ya Musa ibn Ja'far, Ya Bab al-Hawaj.
You're listening to today's special, and now Imam Kazim's advice for Hisham ibn Hakam. O Hisham, everything has its evidence. The evidence of being intelligent is pondering, and the evidence on pondering is silence. O Hisham, if people tell that you have a pearl in your hand while you are sure it is a knot, not pearl, this should not advantage you. If people tell that you have a knot in the hand while you are sure it is a pearl, not knot, this also should not harm you. O Hisham, for every servant of Allah, there is an angel invested with full power over him. Whenever that servant shows modesty for the sake of Allah, the angel will elevate him, and whenever he shows arrogance, the angel will humiliate him. O Hisham, Allah has two arguments against people. One is explicit and the other is implicit. The explicit arguments of Allah are the messengers, prophets, and the imams. And the implicit arguments are the minds.
Allahumma salli ala al-amin al-mu'tamar, Musa ibn Ja'far, al-barr al-wafi, al-tahir al-zaki.
They took the body of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, gharib, alone in Baghdad. They put his body on the bridge known as the Bridge of Baghdad for 3 days. The Shia were too scared to go and bury the body of their Imam. Just like his grandfather, Gharib Karbala, he also stayed there for 3 days. He stayed on the Bridge of Baghdad for 3 days. And the Shia would go pass in a subtle way by the bridge. They look at their Imam and they weep in aza. They weep in grief until they went and they told the uncle of Harun al-Rashid. They told his uncle, "It looks really bad that you leave Musa ibn Ja'far on the bridge of Baghdad for so long. Do something. So his uncle, the uncle of Harun, says, okay, let's go bury him. And that's why then Harun pretended that, my gosh, Musa has been killed. So he takes off his imamah and he comes and walks in the procession of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Now, because the uncle of Harun, Abbasi, is taking care of the ghusl and the kafan, the Shia now walk with him. So there is the procession of Imam al-Kadhim salamullahi alayhi. But one of the Shia says, I saw something strange, a wonder. I saw that the one who was doing the ghusl and the kafan was Ali ibn Musa. I saw the Imam with my own eyes. People were doing the ghusl, but they were not doing the ghusl. They thought they were doing the ghusl. The one who was doing the ghusl was his son, Ali ibn Musa. The one who did the kafan was Ali ibn Musa. The one who prayed the salat was Ali ibn Musa. The one who buried was Ali ibn Musa. Salamullahi alayhi. And he was buried, gharib, alone in Baghdad, where he is today, next to his grandson, al-Imam al-Jawad, salamullah alayhi, who is also the gharib of Baghdad.
Ya Aba al-Hasan, ya Musa ibn Ja'far, ayyuha al-Kadhim, ya ibn Rasulullah. يا حجة الله على خلقه.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim. Peace be upon him. We leave you in the care and protection of Almighty Allah till another episode of today's special. Wassalamu alaikum.
اشفع لنا